When I got into sales, it was before voicemail and email. There was no internet to surf, no cell phones. Today, sitting on my desk as I record this Knowledge Bite are my Droid and my Kindle, and charging on the credenza behind me is my iPad. When I moved to Madison, Wisconsin in the fall of 1973, I had hair, I had hope, I carried a fiberglass briefcase, and would very soon purchase my first new car, the orange Gremlin. When I would get back to the radio station after making a sales call on a prospective advertiser, I would go over to the message nail on the receptionist's desk and find the two or three messages that customers had left for me while I was gone, and I would return them. I would go home having processed everything to zero. Flash forward 39 and a half years. Yesterday I was scanning the Sunday papers and came across the article, Inbox Detox, Now is the Time. It caught my eye because on Friday, January 27th, my email inbox was officially down to zero. And as of this morning, my physical inbox on my desk is down to zero. I attribute this not to the article, but to my fascination with David Allen's Getting Things Done program. And I've made a commitment to do the GTD weekly review, which means you get everything down to zero. As I record this, there are 12 emails in my inbox, but I'll file them or delete them before I leave late this afternoon. It felt fantastic to zap that last email on Friday. I wasn't sure why it felt so good, but the article I found in the Chicago Tribune explained a lot. I'll read the short article called Inbox Detox, Now is the Time, and see if it makes sense to you. A full inbox can be toxic to you, said Marcia Egan, a workplace productivity coach who created Clean Out Your Inbox Week 5 years ago. If you turn on your computer and see 300 items in your inbox, it's an immediate source of stress to start your day. It tells you what you're not going to get done instead of what you are going to get done. You're basing your organization by what people use in their subject lines, she said. This means you're wasting time guessing what's in the emails. Then you see one worthy of your time, and you find yourself clicking on links and going off task. So you're tempted by your clutter, and that clutter can be costly. The only way we can really be on top of things, said Egan, is to get that inbox to zero every day before you leave the office. Think of the example of how we tell kids they can't go to bed until they put all the toys in the toy box, she said. You can't leave the office until you've cleaned out your inbox. No excuses. And the key to getting this done without feeling overwhelmed is learning to sort efficiently, Egan said. Think of how you sort your regular mail. You take it out of your mailbox, then you stand over the trash, and you prioritize, she said. You don't put anything back in your mailbox. The magazines go one place, the invitations go somewhere else, the bills have their own place. If you change the view of your email inbox as a delivery mechanism that needs to be cleaned, that can help. Here are Egan's tips to detoxing your inbox. Create action folders. We recommend people create folders labeled Action A or Action B, and anything requiring your action gets dragged and dropped into those folders. Action A is for things that need your immediate attention, and Action B is for things that can wait a couple of weeks. Set a reminder. As soon as you drag an item into the action folder, go to your calendar and set yourself a reminder of when to address it. This will ensure you don't ignore things for weeks and let the emails start to pile up. Create reference folders. But what about emails that don't require any action from you? All your other folders should be reference folders. Correspondence, contracts, directions. Whatever you deem is important to save should go in your other folders. A best practice is to have broad headings and not subfolders. Limit your email viewings. The average business person should only view their inbox 5 times a day, she said. Timothy Ferris, who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek, checks his email twice a day. Check your email in the longest interval you can possibly stand. Morning, after lunch, mid-afternoon, and 15 minutes before you close for the day. That allows you to sort it out. Don't give up. If you do this and then don't change your habits, it's like having liposuction and not changing your eating habits, she said. You need to focus on your new way of doing things for about a month, and then it becomes second nature. The average person is getting 100 or more emails a day, and it's not going to go down. So being able to process and manage your email is a good career strategy. That's the end of the excerpt. My take? Technology is great, but you have to take control of it. Controlling the things you can control is a best practice. Unsubscribing to the emails you don't read. Setting a time to check email instead of constantly reacting to email. Having files to park email that require a longer or more thoughtful answer. Or how about this idea? How about calling the person who just emailed you and demanded an answer that would take you a lot of time to write, revise, and edit, and just have a conversation? You can have a much more nuanced conversation and find out what they really need to know and save yourself a lot of time instead of writing a term paper. Then take it a step further. Get your voicemail down to zero. Get your cell phone voicemail down to zero. And that pile of magazines and flyers in your kitchen that you're never going to reread, get that down to zero too. I started this Knowledge Bite with a story about me as a very young advertising sales rep. I had just moved to Madison, Wisconsin from my hometown of Newark, Ohio. I packed up all of my old college textbooks, which seemed so valuable when I purchased them from the college bookstore. I moved those textbooks again to new apartments and three new homes, and one day I realized that there was so much information coming into my life that I was never going to go back and reread those college textbooks, nor would it make a bit of difference if I did. So I boxed them one more time and took them to a used bookstore and pocketed the $14 they offered me for them. That felt fantastic too. Looking at those books and thinking that I should go back and reread them always made me feel uneasy. Not having textbooks on my bookshelves was a truly liberating experience. Like getting my email down to zero. It's so much easier to focus on the really important stuff when you clear the decks. By the way, what has your focus? That project that's going to make you a large commission? Or the 300 emails sitting in your inbox? This is Chris Lytle. Thanks for being part of this automatic sales improvement process. Talk soon.